Good morning.
Hi, welcome back to True Vine Talks, everybody.
Yes. How are you, Rachel?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Just surviving over here. 5 weeks of, I was throwing up. Now I got some other chest cold, and I'm like, I've never had a virus that lasted 5 weeks. So I thought it was menopause, but I'm not.
Five, what, over a month, 5 weeks.
I don't
Wow.
know. Yeah. Phew. I mean, off and on, like I'll have bouts where I don't have to throw up in the morning. So I was like, oh, you're pregnant. I'm like, we're not pregnant. So we tested for
Like,
menopause.
trust me.
I'm 46, people. This will be a lot. Geriatric pregnancy over here. So I'm not throwing up 5 days straight. So we're doing good.
That's a win.
So when now I'm
That's a
fighting
win.
a cold and tested negative for COVID, all the flu, all that stuff. I don't
Wow.
know.
Just a
Weird.
common cold then.
I
Yeah.
reckon.
We're entering that season.
I know.
Okay.
Hopefully this is it. Yeah, this will be it.
Oof.
Oh. Yeah, we did a little podcast on boundaries. I think the last time Rachel and I've got a lot on our plate, so we're just trying to wing it here a little bit. So here.
Yeah. Well, a good segue would be just as we're entering cold and flu season, we're also entering the holiday season. And what comes up during the holidays? We're put in the awkward, difficult situation of being around people that we might prefer to not be around
It's true.
due to the way that they've treated us in the past.
So true.
But maybe we don't want to, skip the, maybe we do want to skip the holiday get together and that upsets other family members. No, maybe we
Yes.
don't want to skip the holiday get together because there's other people there that we love and care about and don't get to see very often throughout the year. So we are going to go and we're not going to, we're going to be cordial and respectful, but we're not going to just pretend that everything's okay and normal and hunky dory with a specific person or people. Right? Like,
No.
yeah. And so what that brings up for a lot of people is family members
Yeah.
expressing their discomfort with your boundaries.
Yes.
Yeah. So Lynn and I are going to talk about what is the difference between holding a boundary and holding a grudge, because I feel like a lot of people don't understand that there is actually a difference between the two.
Very much so. A grudge is like, you're holding on to the anger, the hate, the like, I'm gonna sock it to you kind of thing. It's like a
Yeah.
big boulder in your gut kind of
Yeah.
thing.
I think the simplest way to describe it is a grudge is malicious. A boundary is not. A boundary is not malicious whatsoever. That's the easiest way I could explain it to someone.
A boundary is you did this and it hurt me, and
Yeah.
now I'm going to do this in
To protect
response
myself.
to protect yourself. Exactly.
Yeah. I have no malintent. I wish you no harm. I hope you have a great life. You're just no longer part of my life for my own protection. No, that is a consequence of your actions. I no longer include you in my life. But there's no malintent there.
No,
That's a boundary.
it's perfectly logical to say you don't get to be in my space because you chose to dump junk in my space.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chose to be disrespectful, hurtful, vindictive. Yeah. Why would I let you back in my space?
No. Yeah,
Yeah.
come over there and like clean up that mess you made.
Yeah. If you never apologized,
I
there's the drawbridge is up. The There's no welcome. I'm not rolling out the welcome mat when you owe me an apology, right?
No. You're not welcome. No red carpet for you. You're staying over there in your yard.
I'm staying over here in mine, and there's a 6-foot privacy fence in between.
And until you
That's
come
right.
over and say, I'm sorry for dumping in your playground and I misstepped, can I come back to your playground?
The answer is no until that happens. Yeah.
It. No, you should have cleaned it up years ago when you were being a turkey head.
Yeah. Yeah. So a grudge is malicious. A grudge is like, I want them to suffer. I want them to pay for what they did. Like, I want them to hurt the way I hurt. You
You
know,
know, voodoo doll, and you start
like,
pinning that person with the voodoo doll. Revenge, you know, grudge.
Yeah,
Yeah. So
that's a
then that
grudge.
hurts you. Yeah, that holding that wanting to hurt back, that hurts you. Yeah. And so a grudge hurts not only you, but your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health. So
Right. It's fueled by emotions that, if left lingering inside of you, are not, they're not going to feel good, and they're going to lead to physical health problems, resentment, jealousy, like all of those things. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't want to hold that. That's
No.
no, we don't encourage our clients to hold grudges. We do encourage our clients to set lines in the sand. If you come to my house drunk and yelling at people and cursing them and talking down to them, you don't get to come back. You're going to go to the door and leave.
Right.
So, bye.
Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. So that's the line. Now, if you're okay with being drunk and just shouting and cursing at each other, and that's what you invite to your own playground, well then, okay. So you can't gripe about it if you want to partake in the drama. Some people like
Right.
the drama. I mean, if some people enjoy
Yeah.
a little chaos, a little nonsense,
Which
they're
is
happy.
fine.
Yeah, it's cool if you want a little hoo-ha, but when people start name calling and harming each other physically, that's when you've got a problem.
Yes. Yeah. So it's okay to set a boundary. But what happens is it can become really uncomfortable when you've got friends, family, whoever, people around you that you care about and respect, saying things like, oh, can't you just be the bigger person? You're making this really uncomfortable for us. We just want everyone to be able to get together and have a good time like we used to.
So what are they doing? They're putting ownership back on you for the harm the other person did.
Yes.
And how
They're
that makes
literally, I mean, they're not literally saying this because it's not coming out verbatim, but this is how it translates. My comfort is more important than your pain.
Well said.
And that does not feel good on the receiving end when you're the person that like is working really hard to keep a boundary.
Yeah, that's powerful. Yeah. Get over your hurts. Just get over it so that we can all be happy and comfy. No, I say tell that person bye, like goodbye. Okay, bye.
Right.
I'm not trying to make everybody comfy by bringing some hateful person in to call everybody names and stir up old shit from 20 years ago. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm not trying to make people comfortable or uncomfortable. I'm just trying to protect myself and my family, right?
Ah, your nest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your garden. Yeah. And how come it's important for us personally and for our clients to protect our space and our garden, like from the snakes? What do we want to do this for?
our own mental health and sanity and, being able to feel safe. Yeah, what were you thinking?
I'm
Same
like,
thing.
yeah,
Yeah.
I'm not gonna host an environment that, well, like I've been sick for a long time. Ask God why, but I don't know why yet. He's probably trying to teach me something, but I'm not gonna invite I'm not gonna invite a virus in, like COVID, for example, when we were all wearing masks. Like, we were doing that to protect self from harm. And why would I invite a virus to come into my house?
Yeah.
Spread.
Right.
And then everybody's sick. No, we don't want to do that. Same thing.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it for the comfort of others either. I'm not going to fold, right?
Yeah, I had a wonderful client recommend the book Emotional Vampires. And
Oh, you gave it to me early on in our relationship, and it was a really good
oh,
one. Yeah.
and what, I love that he that was so sweet that he connected the things with boundaries, and he found that one in, I'm trying to find the author's name, Albert J. Bernstein.
Sounds right. Yeah.
Did I say the last name correct?
I think
Highly
so.
recommend that one.
That's a good one.
Oh, do you remember some of the things he said? Yeah.
Off the top of my head right now, no. But in
Well,
general, yes.
you have a little one, and it's there's a lot in the memory box there. So just about if, when you're having to manage a family member who is an emotional vampire, it's got to be very rigid, black and white.
Yes.
Remember he said that? He said that it's if you conduct yourself this way, then you will not be invited ever again. And then you follow through with it.
Yeah, it's the follow through that's, I think, hardest for people.
Follow
Yeah.
through. Yeah.
Everyone's always worried about making people mad.
I got over that years ago. How about you? Do you care anymore?
I care less and less. Each passing year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Because I
I'm
realize
all
ang
for it.
even
Yeah.
if someone does get mad, if you've got a good relationship with them and they genuinely love and care about you, they're gonna talk to you respectfully about what they're upset about. Like they're gonna actually take the time to have a conversation with you.
Yes.
And you're going to be able to repair whatever rupture may happen.
Yeah.
It's when that doesn't happen, should be a huge red flag to you, right? Like this person got mad about something. They never came and talked to me about it. They were
Nope.
talking to everybody else and making a huge scene. Like, this is not good.
No. They're trying to paint you the picture as the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it fits their narrative so as to block any unwanted shame on their part when they're the one who started the crap in the first place.
Right.
And people do misstep, okay?
Absolutely.
They do. My perception of, like my sister uploaded a reel, and there was having to be some, great photos in there. And one, I was like, well, that wouldn't be the best photo that I would put out there to social. And we had a difficult conversation, a little rupture, and then we worked it out. It's she misstepped, but her intentions are good and pure and loving and sweet. She
Yeah.
loves me. And so
Yes.
we worked it out, and it was great. So sometimes people misstep and they don't know. So that's a different thing. But
Right.
what's the difference? We could
Repair.
repair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every healthy relationship, there's going to be rupture. And what I mean by that term is like there's going to be some conflict or some tension. You're gonna be upset about something with, but as long as you can repair, which means we can have a conversation, right? And feel like we are understood and that person heard us, right? They listened, you can hear me out. We walk away from that conversation like, okay, that went well, right? I'm feeling better about the situation. Right?
And
Can't
she, yeah,
ask for
she,
better than that. That's
yeah,
great.
exactly. You're right, Rachel. Like, if you can repair, it's gets better. It's like,
Yes.
oh, we're dancing again together again.
Yeah.
We're sisters, and we're gonna dance. We're gonna hurt each other through till we part the earth, you know? That's what we're
Absolutely.
gonna do. Yeah. And that didn't mean that she wasn't hurt by my hurt, but the misstep was corrected quickly, and I
Yes.
appreciate it. Yeah. And that's the thing about having healthy, secure bonds. Rachel is open to hearing, you know, oh, okay, so you didn't mean to misstep. Oh, okay. Well, you're sorry, and I'm sorry, and then we're good.
Right. Yeah. Things like listening, right, to hear the other person's hurt.
Yes.
And empathy to put yourself in their shoes and be like, oh, wow, okay, I can absolutely see how my actions upset you, right?
Yes.
I'm so sorry for upsetting you. Acknowledging, right, what you did was hurtful, whether it was intended to be or not,
Exactly.
right? So that you can move on. Right, that's a genuine apology. Okay. Not getting defensive and making excuses and belittling the other person, right? And like, I'm sorry, but blah, 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 blah. Here's all the reasons why I'm actually not sorry and don't think that anything I did was wrong and you're just being dramatic or whatever. That's not an apology. And so
No.
that we maintain a boundary in that situation.
Yes, maintain the boundary because they didn't truly clean up the mess they made in your playground.
There was no repair
Good.
there, which means there is still rupture.
Very well said. Now, when they want to repair, like you said, I'm sorry that what I did hurt you. I apologize. I won't ever do that again. If I do, let me know. And then you clean
Beautiful
up the mess.
repair.
They cleaned up the mess.
Yeah, it's not hard to do.
But it's humbling, and not a lot of people want to adopt humility because the pride of, oh, I'm admitting I'm wrong.
Guess what? We're all going to be wrong. I've been wrong and I will be wrong again.
Me
In
too.
situations, I'm not ashamed to admit that
Yeah.
I'm a human being.
Yeah, I don't have a magical ball, which is something Sean Kay taught me when I was at Oasis. Thank you, Sean. Is I don't have a magical ball. I can't see the future. I don't know all the outcomes or what people have experienced, or I'm gonna misstep.
Yeah, we all are.
Yeah.
That's
So.
not. It's not like poor character to misstep
No.
unintentionally,
No. Yeah.
Yeah. But some people misstep in a very obvious way, getting like outraged and mad and like gossiping and trying to triangulate, right? Where I'm like trying to turn other people against you because I'm mad at you and I'm like getting people on my team. Right, to take my side.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. And if you feel teamed up against by these people, they don't truly love and care about you.
Right.
They've got to check with themselves, like, why am I listening to this person? This person's always been good to me.
Yeah.
So it's good to, this is a good topic for folks to hear. I mean,
Yeah, I
allowing
think
your
so. In preparation for holidays and just family gatherings, is it gets hard for folks. It gets real awkward.
Yeah, it can. I have a do not invite list.
Love that.
Do not invite. Do not invite. You
Yeah.
didn't apologize for this.
Right.
And not, and that doesn't mean, let me tell this to the folks listening, I still love those people, whomever they are.
There's no
Oh,
malintent.
and I still pray for them.
Yeah.
But they're not coming to
And
my playground.
yeah, and we're not setting these like big boundaries where the people don't get invited over little things. I'm not like, you didn't wish me
Oh,
happy birthday. I'm not inviting you to, like, it's not, you know, it's these are
that's not
big
it.
things, big ruptures, right? Where
Yes.
over time, you're like, this is not a safe person. This is not a person that I want to spend time with. Yeah.
They are an emotional vampire or a narcissist, which we did a podcast on with our lovely, what was the lady's name? Oh, I hope everybody reads that book. What's her name? MJ Nira, is that right?
I honestly, I can't remember. I don't.
Surviving a Narcissist, was that the one?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think so. So if the person is displaying behaviors all the time, every, like Rachel said, big rupture. Every interaction leaves you feeling oof. Your stomach, like your heart sinks in your stomach. You're like, those are, that's when you know these, and probably nobody's ever held a boundary with folks. So you look like the bad guy.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. If no one in your family's ever done this, then that explains why they think it is a grudge.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand the concept of boundaries. Because they have grown up learning that the comfort of others is more important than an individual's pain. And that's really sad.
Say that again.
Yeah, the comfort of the others, those around you, is more important than your individual pain, like your hurt.
Yes.
I
Yes.
think that is what society teaches most people, right? Most families. Yeah. Right. Does that make sense? Like, I have to behave
Yeah.
and engage in a way that is prioritizing the comfort of those around me, which
Okay.
means I must put my own hurt and pain on the back burner and act like it doesn't matter. Otherwise, I'm holding a grudge. That's not true.
Thank you. Thank you for explaining that, Rachel. Well said. Yeah. And you're sitting there still hurting, and in this gathering with making everyone else feel comfortable with this one toxic individual or someone who has bad behavior, and then you're like feeling so. What are you feeling? Like, I know what I feel, but what do you feel when it, you're making the accommodation so everyone else feels comfortable? You make the concession, and then you start to feel what inside?
I think just feeling very misaligned with my
Yeah.
truth.
Ooh, there it is. Yes.
If
Because
the
you know
truth
who
is
you
I
are.
don't, yeah, if the truth is I don't feel safe around this person, I feel disrespected,
Right. Respected.
then me acting like nothing ever happened is a misalignment to my truth.
Yes. And then when you're misaligned with your truth and who you are, what happens? Like mentally to us when we do that.
I would consider it a form of self-sabotage because I'm putting myself in a situation where I'm open to getting hurt over and over again because I'm not setting the boundary.
And then you lose who you are. Your identity
Yes.
gets absorbed into these people and the toxic person. So your identity, you lose parts of self.
Yeah,
That's
I'm gonna
good.
feel anxious because I'm not protecting myself, you know. So I am putting myself at emotional risk.
Yes, you are. And it's building character in you when you say no and say, no, this doesn't align with your truth, like you said. Who I am in the Lord matters more than your all's comfort here.
Yeah. And if you're a parent, I think it's good role modeling for your children. I do. Because when my son goes to school, if he starts getting bullied, I don't want him to just continue being nice to the bully. I want him to be able to set boundaries. You know, I'm not saying I want him to like, I don't want him to bully the bully back. I don't want that.
No.
But I want him to be able to like, if a friend is disrespectful to him, like we're not friends anymore. I'm not going to continue to be in a relationship where there's not mutual trust and respect. Like I want to model that to him.
You're doing a good job of it. You're doing a great
Thanks.
job.
Thank you.
And it's like what Brené Brown, if there's not any trust moves in the jar, like the coins that you fill up, like, oh, Rachel shows up when she says she's going to show up. There's a trust coin. Rachel goes to work. That's a trust coin.
Right.
Rachel is so sweet. There's another trust coin. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
building. And then if there's a rupture, there's room for correction because we've had an established trusting bond. But if the baby boy goes to school and this kid's like slapping him every time he sees him, you don't want him to be friends with that kid.
No. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, we just have to love and be nice to everybody. Nope. No. Not if they're not loving and nice to us. There's a way to disengage and move away from that and set boundaries without also being disrespectful and like harmful. Yeah.
And he would just like walk away from the kid, ignore the kid, tell the
Right.
teacher.
Absolutely.
And that's best for his mental and his physical.
Yeah. Nobody should have to just sit and endure
No, ma'am.
disrespect, maltreatment.
No.
Yeah.
And that's how we're getting better. We're evolving as people, is that we're teaching these things to our kids is like, people hitting each other is not okay. People calling each other names is not okay. And they do it on social media, and it's like, that's not okay. We want there to be a better society. So having boundaries and teaching our children to have boundaries with people creates more respect in society.
Yeah.
Showing up 30 minutes late to class consistently is telling me that maybe you don't care about your fellow students or you don't care about the lessons you're learning.
Yeah, you aren't prioritizing or, you know, honoring your education
Or people's time.
or people's time. That's a big one.
So boundaries and grudges. I think we did a great job on this
Yeah.
today, Rachel.
Thanks. Hopefully that was helpful. Yeah. In summary, if there's no malintent, then it's not a grudge. It's a boundary, and you're doing a great job.
We want you to hold those boundaries. So until next time, we hope you have a good Halloween.
Yes. Everybody take care. Bye.
Bye.